An effort to create year-round access to Juneau's Blackerby Ridge got some much-needed support Monday. The City Lands Committee approved conceptual design for a trail that would start at the city-owned gravel pit next to Home Depot, travel over city and state land, and end on U.S. Forest Service property above Lemon Creek. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
The Juneau Snowmobile Club has been seeking new trails for a number of years now. In 2007, the Eagle Crest Board denied the group's request to use part of the ski area after a public outcry. But that effort led to the formation of an alpine working group, snowmobilers and backcountry skiers who started looking for other areas people could get into the mountains surrounding Juneau. Ray Howard is a member of the working group and past president of the Snowmobile Club. He says Blackerby Ridge was one of the first areas they identified.
So what this proposal would do would be to put a parking lot kind of off beside Costco and Home Depot, kind of in that big gravel pit there. And we would put a trail structure up into the alpine area. And it'd be a nice through the trees kind of trail, you know, a lot easier access for the summertime users. And then some brand new access for those in the winter.
Howard says other snowmobile trails in the area have become more crowded as the number of snowmobilers has increased.
We've actually seen some folks that you know, are just dedicated backcountry skiers and boarders are finding that rather than waiting in line with a ski pass, that they can find a place to get out there on their own.
The proposed Blackerby Ridge Trail crosses city, state, and federal land, so the project still needs permission from all three governments. Howard says the state and feds already allow snowmobiles, so the only issue should be getting the machines up the hill. That's where the city of Juneau comes in. CBJ Lands manager Heather Marlowe says the big concern was using the gravel pit, which the city plans to subdivide and develop. But since there's already a trailhead at the pit, Marlowe says it should work out.
The Home Depot project developed a trailhead for the Lemon Creek Trail that goes back up into the Lemon Creek drainage. And so what the Alpine group is looking at doing is either overlying that initial section of U.S. Forest Service Trail or creating a parallel trail for the first few hundred feet of elevation and then breaking off and continuing up to higher elevation.
Other concerns include avalanche and safety dangers, and it's likely wildlife managers will have to make sure the plan doesn't threaten mountain goat habitat. Howard believes the Alpine Working Group has addressed those issues.
Mountain goat habitat will be mitigated by the fact that you know, goats in the winter, they get kind of down low into the creek bottoms and the real ledgy areas, which would be a place that we wouldn't be around. Certainly safety is probably one of the most significant concerns, and it's really the same as everything else around Juneau, I think, trying to educate the users and just keep folks abreast of you know, what the possibilities are, and that if you go out there, then definitely exposing yourself to some risk.
The CBJ Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee supported the concept in December. With support from the Lands Committee, Howard says the working group is now ready to hire someone to manage it. He's hoping trail mix is available and says snowmobile club members would be willing to offer free labor. Howard estimates the project will cost about $300,000. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.